say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Stop. Stop. Stop the music. What the actual fuck is going on here? I drank a few gallons of Botboos last night like normal, and I wake up to my actual nightmare.
Yeah, we love you too, Conspiracy Bot.
Shut the hell up and explain yourselves.
The hell do you mean? Last episode, you're waiting outside for Flora. He's here in person in the lower fourth dimension for a few episodes, like we said.
I have no memory of that.
Well, I'm not surprised there. But that's right, baby! I'm live and in person in the Fourth Hand Podcast Studio in beautiful... This isn't Berwyn. It's not Brookfield. What is this? Oh, fuck it. Not Parts Unknown, Colorado. Beautiful in Illinois.
You're like, what the fuck city are we in? We're not in the city.
It's not. Yeah.
I tell you what, you really paint a picture with your words when you're talking like that.
Thank you. Oh, well, look who's here as well.
His name is...
Kevin! This is literally what I talk to my therapist about.
Why? Your ass goes to a therapist?
No shit, right?
He talks to himself in the mirror when he is really cheese-muffined. So I think that is what he calls therapy.
That actually tracks when you think about it.
Wait, are you saying that I make him really cheese muffin?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
It's a form of meditation, it sounds like. Yeah.
Like we mentioned before, we are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as... What is this? Not Chicago.
It's just outside. Hinsdale's near here.
Chicago, but... full stop. Which is nice. I am Brent Hand. David Flora is across...
Hello.
...the table from me.
Hello.
I can see him. I can see his not so curl. It's curled, but it's not like we're out in public curled. It's just like, yeah, I have better facial hair than you curled, you know? Like, I woke up this way, but, you know, I didn't put a lot into it.
Curled. This is the wax has been causing me to break out lately. Ooh. So I don't have it in. Ooh. Right now.
Oh, yeah.
And curl.
Kevin's here. And the bots.
Wait, what was
are
the last
here.
Part? What no, was the last part?
I don't know. I didn't. Did I cough or something?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, thanks as always, Brent.
Yeah, Kevin's here. The
good to see you, David.
Hey, good to see you, Kevin.
Good to see you guys in person.
Good to see everything.
Tell you what, that makes this Hysteria 51, my bro chachos.
I can't see anything when I'm not in studio usually, so now that I'm in studio, it's good to see everything. Hey, if you're new to the show, I'm sorry. Welcome. And I'm also sorry about C-Bot.
Yeah, well, that's a
good... Eat my ass.
Oh, that's your therapist's job, I think.
What did he tell you to do?
Eat my ass.
That's a big sense. All right, gentlemen, you're both pretty. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, and, good to be here.
And it is good to see you in studio. It's great. And like I said, Mr. Flora, thank you so much for being in. It's been a minute or 12 since we've done one in person.
Yeah.
And like you said, we don't turn the video on because you find yourself getting too aroused. We got to take breaks during the Zoom call.
That must not be from looking at Brent. You're kind of like C-Bot. You're just looking at yourself.
Yeah, I've got the mirror setting on pretty much, but I would like to contend there's no such thing as too aroused, but you know.
Not when you're around Brent, I'll tell you that. On the flip side of that.
He said that like someone else said it.
I know. That's his other voice. Hey, isn't that Brent guy attractive?
Are you guys telling me that there's no one else in here? The flip side of that is every time Kevin does shows, we always have the video on because he usually has his guests from Zoom. And every time I turn on the video, this is true. He looks at himself. He goes, "Ah, Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, man."
Yeah, it's really not a fun thing to look at myself.
Watch your profanity.
That's why. Fucking God damn it, David. I have always been a big fan of yours. You're pushing it. You're pushing it. But that's true. On sad times, I hate to... my visage.
Yeah, that's true. That's how it goes. I forgot about that. Watch your profanity.
Oh, God damn it, David. Now you reminded him? That's like goodness. Double bad.
usually has it ready to go.
We've been recording all week and he hasn't played it once.
Well, I had C-Bot redid the audio board for this one. So we got, you know, lots of stuff in here. Kevin's on, so we got to put stuff like that in there. But I don't have the...
If you were to put my internal monologue to music, it would be that.
It
would be the Benny Hill theme, but in minor chords. Hey,
minor slow chords.
Kevin's on the show this week.
Oh, shit.
Podcast.
There goes the pennant.
God damn it. Well, hey, I'll take that as a compliment because that's from Spaceballs.
You should. I tell you what, kids. So we're talking a long one this week. I might have gotten a little... I had too long to prepare for this one, and I read and watched a whole bunch of videos, and I made notes, and I realized that my notes at one point were 18 pages long.
There you go.
Whoa.
And I said, that is probably not going to flow real well. And then I said, fuck it, and I made an outline for everyone. So we are talking time mirrors or, Kozirev mirrors. Kozirev mirrors, if you like to party. I don't know.
I like to party.
We literally all sat down, listened to the proper way to pronounce all of these before we started, and that all just went out of my mind.
I have notes. I tried to spell it phonetically.
Well, we lost you trying to spell, I'm sure. So God damn it. We do love you, Kevin. I'm just being serious. Anyway, speaking of Kevin, I got a job for you. You know,
you're good. Here. I have meaning.
You're gonna pull your weight. Give us the elevator pitch on these mirrors, if you will.
All right, everybody, step into the elevator. We're gonna close the door. All right, Kozirev mirrors are structures built. Thank you. They're not funny, Brent. Let me start over.
Oh,
Kozirev mirrors are structures built. Damn it. Using aluminum sheets that are designed to focus and reflect the flows of time, as Kozirev himself described them. The user sits under this setup, surrounded by these
He sits inside it.
Oh, God damn it. I read it wrong.
I wrote this out for you to read, I understand why it's so hard
say about
for you.
My spelling? It's not, yeah. The user sits inside this setup.
There you go.
Surrounded by these reflective surfaces to experience various effects, including purported healing benefits, enhanced psychic abilities, and altered states of consciousness.
So it's a drug. It's a drug clinic, is what we're getting now.
Enhanced psychic abilities.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have to have them before you go?
You don't
in?
Have to, but it's frowned upon not zero. Having it.
Can you enhance zero? Come on.
Hold on. I think let me try here.
Question.
Hold on. Enhance. Enhance.
Enhance.
I'm in.
All right, that was a clip from True Lies.
I would have went with Swordfish or something like that.
True Lies is a good movie.
So yeah, easy peasy on all this. 100% true, all of it, I'm sure. And all jokes aside, maybe more than we think, because this one is the gift that keeps on giving and doesn't really go away. Kevin,
yes, Brent.
You're in or out on one of these bastards. Someone says, hey, Kevin, here is something you can go into and you can see time and space and it'll enhance your ESP and everything. You're going to give it a shot or you're going to say, no, thank you. I'll take the home game.
I'll take the home game, Pat. And I don't want to know anything about my ESP or altered states of consciousness. And I don't want to be healed. So, no.
You don't want to be healed.
And also, I don't like to look at myself in a mirror.
So, Kevin, you get a genie. You rub a lamp, a genie comes out. He gives you three wishes. What are you wishing for?
Because right,
I think this might just be the episode here. Kevin's brain.
I'll tell you. I'll say, you know what, genie? I need one wish. That's it. He's like, really? I said, yeah. I said, I wish I never met Brent Hand.
That tracks.
Yeah.
I do have some compromising photos of you. You don't know about them though. So.
Oh
no, I'm joking. I'm gonna be like, who are these photos of? I'm just kidding.
It's just you, like giving a little and getting a little. It's a real compromise. It's not like anything nefarious. It's
here he
just
is,
literally a compromise.
Here he
photo.
Is, driving me halfway and then sharing the gas. He's compromising. It's weird.
It's you dressed up as Henry Clay. Right?
Did you get
American
doubles?
American history guys out there?
Henry Clay, stop it. Did you get doubles?
That's a great compromise there. What? Who?
A copy of this, please.
I got some 8x10s, and I think I gave my last wallet to to Lisa. I apologize.
Producer Lisa has these?
Well, everyone has them, mostly.
Define everyone.
Why build one of these? We're moving on. Why would you build a time mirror or a Kozirev mirror or whatever you want to call it? Lots of reasons if you're not Kevin Crispin. Healing effects. Many believe that the mirrors can accelerate healing processes and rejuvenate the body. Psychic abilities. Some claim that the mirrors help amplify, once again, amplify psychic abilities, enhancing telepathy or foresight beyond what you already had when you went in there, which is easily definable and repeatable under scientific scrutiny. Temporal anomalies. That's a fun one. There are claims that spending time inside the mirrors can cause temporal effects such as like perceived time dilation. It's not the same as when dilating at the
eye doctor.
Yeah, not quite the same.
You come out with some cool shades though.
Yeah. Ooh, these are made of paper. What am I doing? Some proponents argue that these I'm gonna fuck that up the entire time. Big K's astrophysical work gives a sound scientific foundation to the
efficacy
is what you wrote. Yeah.
Yeah, of these mirrors. They often reference his experiments with gyroscopes and pendulums as evidence. And we all know that gyroscopes and pendulums are real. So time mirrors have to be real. But we're going to find out that the people that use them say, maybe not so fast, because we had some real bad experiences with these. So what does all this mean? Where did it come from? Was the CIA snooping around? Did they have their fingers in it? All that's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51.
No, but seriously, I mean, I don't... If we could just... If you got doubles of the pictures...
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
Fart, 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 fart. Whoa, yeah. Mr. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, man.
Oh my god.
Go.
Robot.
And it's Conspiracy Bob that gets us back on track. Mr. Floor, if you will, take us back to the beginning. Tell
In
us how this started.
Early 1990s, two esteemed scientists, and this is a real name?
These are real names. These are real scientists. This really happened. We've already he knows, and we've already went over how to pronounce these.
We didn't say anything about Vlail.
Vlail.
Dr. Vlail Koznachev and Dr. Alexander Trofimov constructed a strange metal chamber in a laboratory at the Experimental Siberian Branch of the Russian Academy of Sciences. That's right, the RAS. Their aim was to conduct the ultimate test of extrasensory perception, the ability for the human mind to receive information invisible to normal physical senses.
Yeah, ESP, if you will, for that.
I will.
I'm cracking a cold one. It's a Diet Mountain Dew. Don't get too excited.
But little did they know that this chamber would lead them into some of the most bizarre and disturbing events ever recorded at the North Pole.
Obviously, whoever said that was not at my New Year's party there in 1863.
How the fuck old is he?
He's, you don't know this? He says that he's timeless, immortal.
No, I understand that.
He says a lot of things.
Yeah, he's full of shit.
Yes. Yes. What did he say?
Eat my ass.
That makes more sense.
I didn't even know he had an ass. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, if you will, sir.
Anyway, the chamber they built was a thin sheet of polished aluminum, rolled into a cylindrical spiral, what they called a Kozirev mirror.
Yeah.
They named it after the eccentric but brilliant Soviet astrophysicist Nikolai Alexandrovich.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that's the 90s, and we all know what was going on in the 90s.
What?
Yeah, well, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Well, I'm
Oh, you're worried about the Russian name?
Yeah.
Is it, what do they call that? Have you read any like Dostoevsky? Where they have like
the son of but Kozarev is that
maybe he's Nikolai Alexandrovich Kozarev. His nickname is Nikolai Alexandrovich. I don't know.
Well, his nickname's probably Sasha or something, to be honest.
Sasha, like, and he probably owns a cherry orchard.
And he has a pet bear, they all do, right? That's how that works.
Oh, the fuck was that?
So, in order to understand these Kozirev mirrors and the weird shit and stories surrounding it, we need to talk what led to this thing. And it's a long story. And the story goes that it's not a hard thing to believe in the beginning here. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but 1930 Soviet Union was not all sunshine and rainbows.
It was all concrete, though.
It was a lot of hammers
and sickles.
Grays and then those weird muddled maroons that I'd always see in pictures and stuff, you know. For some reason you know what color I'm talking about.
Muddled maroons.
I don't know. It was Russia. There was lines for potatoes and stuff, you know.
You're a bit of a muddled maroon.
Isn't that a minor league team in Moline?
Yeah, the Moline Muddled Maroons.
Brought to you by Alliteration.
They're playing the Savannah Bananas this weekend.
Hell yeah.
It's a bring your grandma night. Yeah.
Next week, the party animals.
Hello. Famine had decimated the Soviet Union. So that's what we're working with here. But not on our hero's watch. Inner one, Nikolai Kozirev. That's the name. No. This is our man here. This cat worked at the Pulkovo Astronomical Observatory. And that is a guess at that word, too. P-A-O-Pow, where he'd soon be hailed as one of the most promising astrophysicists in the country, as well as sit-up champion of 1931.
That was another great party.
The sit-up champion, when he got his medal, a lot of broads got naked is what he's getting at there.
So. Brent, it's time to change the pads screen.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That is what we don't say on the camera. Oh. Yeah,
page
yeah.
two, Brent.
So
load up more sounds. Get ready, everybody.
So this guy became somewhat of a shining hope for the Soviet Union in this very hard time. He's doing like serious work. But there's a catch, because there's always a catch, and this was the Soviet Union.
Sounds like he was the catch.
And it comes in the form of, well, I don't know if you know this or not, but Joseph Stalin wasn't exactly trusting of his people.
Who's this?
A lot of history books don't really talk about him.
He wasn't understanding. And
they referred to it as the Joseph Stalin Happy Fun Time Hour when he was on television.
What a fucking monster.
Doesn't sound like a Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Joseph. My name's Joseph. I'm Russian.
Hi, I'm JoJo.
So, actually born in Georgia.
Jesus Christ. Hey-o. Where's the... oh, God. What happened? What happened was, in November of 1935, a graduate student made the accusation of counter-revolutionary activity.
Oh, shit.
One person made accusations, and this sealed the fate of the entire observatory staff because Stalin didn't play guilty until proven guiltier, I think is the what they used to say.
I believe that's on the ruble.
back when countries cared about that.
Oh, man. Rubles? Ooh. Yeah, right. boom. Overnight, for shits and giggles, same as all of his colleagues were executed. No trial, just
but
kill
not him.
Him. There was a silver lining for him, you're right, if you can call it that.
Yeah, his life.
For his scientific contributions, as they called him, he was spared, but don't break out the good china for his homecoming quite yet. He is arrested, and the Stalin Happy Fun Time regime, as we're referring to him, condemned him to 20 years in solitary confinement in a gulag.
Sweet.
20 years Jesus. Of no one else, just him and, you know, his thoughts and all that stuff.
Him and his Amway materials.
Would you like to buy some Amway? No, I'm on salt. Shit.
That's when you get ripped.
Yeah, just
and you plot revenge.
Yeah, he's just fucking just jacked beyond and doing math.
That's when you learn astral projection.
Hmm.
Then the world is your jail cell.
Well, if you're built like me, you can project that ass all you want. You know what I mean? Hey-o. All right. So if you're a normal person, if you are a normal person, this is probably the end. Your mind's
what are
gone.
You doing
20
listening?
Fucking years. Amen. You should have what? Shame on you. Really, though, all joking aside, though, all hope of a better life is probably long gone, right? He was built different, I tell you. He was banished to a world severed from any new scientific developments, as they say.
Science waits for no one.
Dynamite drop in there. Hey, don't, man. Come on, man.
Say that again.
Dynamite drop in there, Kyle.
That broadcast school is really paying off for him.
Hey, buddy. Correspondence course, you know?
So 20
brought
years.
Brought to you by alliteration.
Brought to you by Sally Struthers, I think.
I hope so.
So 20 years is a long time to be gone. But he never gave up. He never gave up on science. He never stopped. His scientific work continued, only now he worked in purely theoretical physics because he ain't got anyone else to work with. That meant, and this is true, his thinking shifted away from the norm and regular science crap, and now he's thinking outside the box, the kind of box you find in a gulag. You know, so, you know, I don't know if you guys know
it's
this.
It's like taking, when life gives you lemons, eat the rind.
When life gives you demons, make demonade. That's how that works.
Lemonade.
So he's got all the time in the world, no influences outside of himself, and he still evolved his thinking into something, let's say, different.
Sure.
But outside of that, for years, colleagues of his that weren't executed on the outside had been lobbying to the Stalin regime to free him. And because of this, in December of 1946, he was actually awarded an early release.
Well, fuck.
Yay. And this is big news, as in the entire Soviet science community, they kind of celebrated his return, right? I mean, that's a big fucking deal.
Except for Yuri. Fuck Yuri.
What?
Nothing.
Is that a Stranger Things reference?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe he just has a guy in Russia he doesn't like named Yuri. That tracks. All right, so we're 10 years down the road, and there's a whole new way of thinking for him. Our dude was back on track to push Mother Russia to new heights of achievement, probably or else, because he got out early.
You
better fucking do something. But this guy had just spent 10 years in a gulag, so he was a little bit different. And he was behind the times now, completely unaware of all the shit that had been happening, like nuclear power and stuff like that. And there was, I said a lot of people were pushing for him to come back. There was still controversy surrounding him. And this was elevated when he published a paper on his theory of time. And now we're getting into the topic of the hour. This thing was developed entirely in the gulag thanks to his photographic memory, at least he thought so, of the works of Albert Einstein and Minkowski. And that's fun because, you know, hope he didn't forget anything. And they argued that gravity is not a force, but rather a distortion of the fourth dimensional space-time continuum.
Sure.
Everyone understands that, right? So depending on what the matter is made up and how it's shaped, it will distort and warp space-time in different ways. Relativity and shit. Easy peasy child stuff. We all understand it completely. I'm, you know, it's not lost on any of us, I'm sure. Right, Kevin?
Shut up about it already. We get it. So, child's play.
Yeah. God, he never shuts up about it. Based on these ideas, Kuznetsov proposed that something could be created to intentionally affect time.
Okay.
And we know things do, like stars or when Seebot starts talking and it feels like it's forever. You know, that's... But he said, you think about this. So we know, like, the closer you get to a black hole or a star, time reacts differently. Interstellar, that movie, wasn't that it? It kind of dealt with that and stuff. So
that giant planet that was caught up in that gravity well, and it was like 1 hour equaled 7 years in space or whatever.
Or whatever. You can even do it here. You can, we could take us two identical watches, set them identically, and then Kevin, you go up into a mountain. And you come back after time and our watches will be different because of the elevation. Time reacts differently. Time on, you could do that and then go into space and it affects it even more and then more and more and more. You look like you just lost all contact with reality. Have you never heard of that before?
No, I'm just listening.
You look like you were hurting.
No, I'm fine. I'm okay. Listening. And I was thinking of Einstein, the dog, in the first Back to the Future movie when he comes back and his watch is a little different than
Well, Dr. that was Brown's. 1 minute, but that was time travel.
Well, I understand that, but that's what I was thinking
Not
about.
Not time dilation.
I was thinking about a Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale script from 1985.
Whoever experiment. That's next week on.
Poor Doc. He sounded a little rough.
Speaking of rough, I better take a drink then. So, so he said a mirror can be made that could bend absolutely anything, including time. Time travel is possible through a mirror. Why, boom, time mirrors, baby.
Why a mirror?
Well, I'm glad you asked. He wasn't aloof. He really meant it. He thought that if they reflect everything, you could get a way to reflect time. And we're going to talk about that. How? We're going to take a step and bring that down. Not going to do a good job because this is Area 51. But we're going to break down the hows, the whys, and the what ifs or the whatever that makes Kevin make that face that he just did a minute ago and looked like smoke was coming out. That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51.
Not only did it look like smoke was coming out, it felt like it.
I thought it was just pooping.
He was shit filling his Depends. It's like when you look at a little kid, are you pooping? No, he's pooping. I'm pretty sure he's pooping.
Oh, we're back?
Shit. How's this work, Brent? Magnets.
No, I'll tell you how. It's magic. No, that's not right. Tell us how it works.
He said light and time aren't so different from one another.
The ink is black. The page is white. Together we learn to read and write. Man, ebony and ivory.
Hey, Paul McCartney, baby.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
That is why.
God damn. Jeez.
Why does Kevin like the Beatles?
It is one of the greatest mysteries in the scientific world.
Well, you know, just as light is a type of energy, he concluded that time is a type of energy too.
Time waiting does take a lot of energy out of me, so yeah. I'm with him there.
But similarly, yeah. with light, we can only perceive a fraction of a much larger spectrum. If you think of infrared, UV, and the others that nobody gives a shit about.
That shit when your cat is looking at something and you can't see it, that stuff.
Or like sure. what I was just doing when I was yeah. looking into it.
I was seeing time. So they're invisible to the naked human
eye. Yeah.
But, you know, with instruments, we can see them. He figured that time energy works similarly. The full spectrum of time is in the past, present, and future. All exist simultaneously. I'm with him on this.
That's something that a lot of people have, you know, Einstein and them have concluded that time isn't linear.
Yeah.
And they don't exactly know why. And then you get into multiple dimensions, and then you can have knots because of sheets and blah, blah, blah. And that makes time. It's all very easy. And then, you know, I'll break it down in the show notes.
Yeah. Can we just add that in the show yeah, notes, please? That's Thank fine. You.
Yeah. You're welcome.
What the formula?
But it is weird. That is something that people do really think that everything is happening possibly simultaneously.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. We just can't perceive it. Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Well, under normal conditions, we can only perceive the present time.
Yeah.
But back to the mirrors, a mirror doesn't technically reflect light.
Mm-hmm.
It actually bends light and changes its direction due to the material the mirror is made out of and its design. Brent, yeah. what is that just a fancier way of saying it bends, like, to reflect something? Wouldn't that be bending at a specific angle then?
Right, right. It doesn't reflect. It bends.
I think
and then comes back to you. So it reflects.
Some hairs
yeah, fuck off,
here.
Man.
Okay.
Fuck off, man. Yeah, I'm doing the best. I was in a gulag for 10 fucking years, man.
Yeah, I was waiting for that trauma to come
out. I couldn't fucking remember the word bin when I was writing it, goddammit.
Really? With your photographic memory?
Bin.
I love taunting fake dead Russians.
Yeah.
He figured, though, with a right setup, it may be possible to bend and direct time too.
It's almost too easy,
right? It's almost bring me my bending mirror.
Too easy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, this paper led him to being immediately disgraced by some of the Soviet Union's leading physicists, and on top of that, sparked a decades-long debate over whether the theory should even be tested.
Hey, I don't think we should test that. I do. No. Yeah. No. Or yet. Duh.
Yet. Duh.
Duh. Yeah. You're welcome.
Gummy bears. Gummy bears. Sprinkles. Sprinkles.
The thing we got to remember here is science is based on fuck around and find out. And he wanted to find out.
Yeah. Let him fuck.
Yeah. Do it. But guess what? Mother Russia was like, we're not giving you any money because we don't have it. So without any funding. That's not true. They had
money. He had to use bread.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But he couldn't get that either.
What are you, rich?
Mm-hmm.
He used the little savings he had to continue developing his theory and experimenting with different materials because reasons, I guess. I don't know. You need to see which one floated his boat the best. He settled on a mixture of several special grades of aluminum and melted them into a thin sheet. And he said that the key would be to forge the sheet into a concave mirror. Mm-hmm. So go get you a concave aluminum mirror, and boom, you can go sit on Pat Pap's knee one more time, Kevin. You know, you can just...
Thank God. I thought I'm sitting on it right now, apparently.
Well, that's true. You just can't see him.
Oh, okay.
That's why the dogs, whenever you're over, are always staring at you. They can see what Pat Pap's doing to you. Today, I don't mean to disparage your Pat Pap. We do use concave mirrors and a lot of shit, like telescopes and equally important creepy funhouses and shit when the mirrors are in there. Mm. Yeah. Seriously, they're using stuff like electron microscopes, heater, like solar-powered heaters, because they're good at getting a significant concentration of light. This also is the property of concave mirrors has been known since literally ancient times.
Hell yes, it was.
You were not there.
Shut up.
So
you guys like Archimedes?
You play a triangle.
You guys hate the invading fleets. Let's you guys want to set some triremes on fire?
You gotta. You guys want to? You want to see something cool? The screaming is going to haunt you, but we're going to have some fun here. So, inner time bending, much like the concave mirror could reflect and burn shit, turns out he wanted to build a time concentrator instead of a light concentrator. Archimedes be damned. And in his twilight years, he proposed a simple but deliberate device to take full advantage of this idea. What did he come up with, sir?
He came up with a long sheet of his aluminium concave mirror that could be rolled into a perfect cylindrical spiral, then placed upright, leaving room inside for a person to see it.
Yeah. Sounds fun, right?
Fun-ish.
Yeah.
And then this whole thing would be rotated 1.5 turns clockwise because...
More reasons.
What is this, a Rubik's Cube, man?
Time energy would be captured by the opening and become more and more concentrated the further it flows into the spiral.
Right, that's now, a given, duh. We knew that.
I'm pretty sure those were Tool lyrics.
I love Tool. So he figured the cat sitting in the pool of concentrated time energy would suddenly exist in multiple points in the space-time continuum.
Boom! Boom.
That means they would have access to the past and the future at exactly the same time.
Time travel.
Boom. Thank you, Dr. Banner.
Okay.
Time travel.
One more time. Thank you.
Time travel.
All right.
Did you have a question there, Kevin?
No. I'm just along for the time travel ride. I'm just sitting on Pap Pop's knee.
Yeah, that's Pap Pap, not Pop Pop. Come
yeah,
on now.
Shit.
tell you. Unfortunately, here's the rub for you, Kevin. He's never able to build the time concentrator, nor further his research, because in 83, his health abruptly declined, and in a matter of weeks, the 27th of February in the year of our Lord, 1983, he died. The cause of death, unknown.
Time
I'm sure it was
poisoning.
Like, literally,
yes. Time poisoning. I lost my uncle to time poisoning. Ooh.
He accidentally cut off Putin in line at a bank.
Very bad idea.
And he died of lead poisoning.
Yeah, 3.5 months later when he was on a vacation.
Oh, that plane just fell out of the sky.
Oh, we're so sorry. Fucking
not making fun of that.
Not at all. He's an asshole.
This is a lot to digest, all joking aside. The big question is, could he have been onto something? I know it sounds crazy, but this was all true. This part of all this shit that he was putting out in the world, he really was saying these things. And a lot of people wanted to look into this. And we get to the other men of the hour. So the scientists who received funding, they built the world's first Kozyev mirror. Koznachev, Dr. Vlal Koznachev, and Alexander... Oh, man, what was it?
Trofimov.
And people swear that the thing worked and was not something they wanted to see anymore because it was fucking terrifying. And we're going to get into that. Now, the rest of this is conjecture, but it has been released, a lot of it, by the Soviet Union. There's also a lot of Freedom of Information Acts from the CIA that was looking into this stuff because they were very interested in this thing and its ESP possibilities. So... take the rest of this with a grain of salt, but we're going to try to break down what happened supposedly in the 90s. So remember, that was December of 90. Those two scientists transported their brand new, just made, hot off the press, Kozyrev mirror to a small village known as Dixon.
And Dixon?
It's right next to Santa's workshop in the North Pole. Really, it is, though. It's right by the North
what,
Pole.
What, Lapland?
And do people live there?
There was people, well, I mean, it's, you know, scientists. Yes, and a lot of reindeer farmers, I'm sure. Why there, if you will, Mr. Flora?
Trofimov said, "The permafrost zone surrounding Dixon stores information for many tens and hundreds of thousands of years. According to Kozyrev, any process, for example... the transformation of me into Dracula."
Blah. I mean, duh.
The transformation of water into ice is accompanied by the absorption of time energy. And the ice stores this energy of time. When the ice begins to melt, the reverse process of energy release of time begins.
I got that.
Clear as mud, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. What he was saying essentially is that because Dixon's permafrost was slowly melting, because, you know, thanks to us, they thought it was literally emitting ancient information in the form of time energy, quotes around that, that was, I mean, it had been captured there for millions of years. Because so, that is true. You do core drilling through permafrost in the Arctics, and you can get a good look at what was going on. That's something they've been doing forever. And there is a like, I forget, like, how thick of a piece is a year. So, like, little pieces. So they take a core drill out, and it goes a few feet, and that's, like, the last X amount of years.
Huh.
How yeah.
about that?
The story goes that they did not expect the issues. And a little madness was around these experiments.
Well,
and
well, how bad was it?
Diarrhea.
Glad you asked. That's classified diet. No, oh. bad enough that multiple Russian books and films have been made, including a feature-length documentary titled Mirrors, Breaking the Future, by none other than the official Russian state TV channel. And you can find that online. And you know shit. It's a banger.
Hell yeah, man. It's and also the name of a Rush record.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Russian state TV channel?
No, Mirrors Breaking the Future.
So what happened, Flora, if you'll break it down for us?
Well, the first day, not a goddamn thing.
Perfect. Just like everything, bureaucracy. All right, everyone, fill out your time cards. We're going to show you where you store your gear. I said all that in Russian, but you know.
Yeah, you get it.
I'm Russian here.
So they turned it on, and the first day, and what happened?
Well, everybody was too afraid to go inside and try it out.
Why? I ask you.
They said that it was an otherworldly sense of dread and terror felt by everyone, you know, just as you do.
Well, I can, yeah, I know that feeling.
That's like when you got to go to the DMV.
Yeah.
Kevin says to me, so Kevin has been staying with me for the last week. He's in town, and he goes, hey, he comes out, I'm like in the kitchen doing something. He comes out of his room. He goes, can I talk to you real quick? And I go, yeah. I know where this is going. He goes, I want to apologize for how many paper towels I've been using. I realize that I've been using several of your paper towels. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm sorry. Do you want me to get you more? I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? No. Okay. All right, bye.
And I went back in my room where I belong.
With some more paper towels.
And then feverishly masturbated for the rest of the evening. It was very nice of you.
Does this have anything to do with the pictures?
Yesterday he goes, hey, do you care if I do a load of laundry? I go, no, and please never ask again.
And that was today.
No, that was today. And please never ask again. Just do it. A little peek into the behind the curtain.
Oh, but it's how the sausage is made.
Yeah,
otherworldly sense of dread and terror.
Primal and animalistic, they said.
Oh,
so
fuck yeah.
Yeah, no wow. shit. That's a normal day in your head, right? Just primal and animalistic terror and all that shit?
Yes, and I am picking up your sarcasm.
But not so fast. Unlike any natural emotional feeling, it seemed to have a very physical effect.
Again, that's like me again. Yeah.
There are audio tapes of the people there, and in them, various volunteers describe their experience with fear.
The fear.
Yeah, the fear. Yeah, I put that in quotes. If you will, sir, tell us a little bit about these tapes and what was on them.
December 24th, 1990. Tape 1. Three of us came to the psychological distress room to work there.
Sounds like a really nice
You guys
place.
Have a green room or you know, like a common area?
No, but we got a psychological distress room.
You guys going to the PDR today?
Having entered the room, we felt a kind of emotional pressure. We found a picture of Kevin Crispin doing compromising things.
Is that where you sent the pictures?
So they found this picture, and it was a red circle with three dots in it. It's the banner of peace. Really, it's like this Nicholas Rorick. It's a famous picture. It's the banner piece. It's white. It's red. That was in there.
Okay.
So they're like, we're going to throw this inside of the mirrors because none of us want to go in there and see what happens.
Somebody offered to put it into the closet of mirrors. Having done it, we felt a kind of emotional shock. We just couldn't keep standing around the mirrors. The fear was so strong, it seemed like a real thing you could touch. None of us had ever had such a feeling before.
Ooh, that's tape one. Two and three? Nah, they don't matter. Tell us about tape four.
Tape four. I was afraid.
Sorry, tape two and three are not canon?
It don't matter.
I was afraid to come up to the mirrors. My colleague decided to put a reproduction of Banner of Peace by Nicholas Watch on the mirrors. Once he stretched out his hand, he had fear. I felt my chest trembling. It was like coming into cold water. The fear grew so strong that I was close to running away. Next time we came into the room, I suddenly felt a strong blow to my head.
So they decide they're going not going to go in it, but they put this banner piece, this picture inside it, and old boy gets smacked upon the melon. And yeah, tape five.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Tape five. We thought the source of the pressure was Kozera's mirrors, because as we got closer to them, the thrill grew. I felt cold and dizzy, like there was too much oxygen. My hands were trembling and my head grew heavy. While coming away from the mirror, the feelings went down.
Oh, man.
Once we were back, we felt the fear grow up again. At
11 p.m.,
the fear area reached out of Kozarev's space. Even the air of the room seemed different. It was like after a thunderstorm. At
11:50 p.m.,
we decided to put the test paper into the mirrors. The test paper was of a round form with three circles.
The fucking Banner of Peace
and the
again.
Banner of Peace.
Quit telling the same
fucking
story. The fucking
Banner of Peace by Nicholas Rorich inside.
Why is it in brackets?
I put it between the mirrors. My hands trembled. I saw a black cloud in the center of Kozarev's space.
Ooh.
It filled up the whole space of the mirrors. About 1 p.m. 1 a.m., we felt the presence of some substance in the room. It felt like the substance came from Kozarev's face and filled up the whole room. The fear was so strong. We put the cross on outside the mirrors, and it calmed us down a bit.
Thank God, because Dracula was here earlier. We heard him.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It is good that they got that.
He might still be here.
Blah, blah.
But about 2 a.m., the fear reached its extreme. That wasn't in brackets. We went out of the room, but my colleague decided to go back for the cigarettes.
It is an addictive habit.
Once we passed...
Hold on, time out. They are seeing a black glob, feeling terror that is animalistic. And all this shit, and the guy's like, I gotta get my fucking cigarettes.
Yeah, dude,
like,
nicotine,
he needs
man.
It at the time.
Like, not gonna lie to you, I'm gonna go back in there because my lucky strikes are in there, and far from them, unless they're up at Satan's asshole, I am getting them right now. Like, period, full stop.
The only thing that could calm me down is a rich, smooth Chesterfield.
Yeah. Do you know that tobacco's toasted, right?
As we passed the hole in the mirrors, we saw a violet flash shaped like a tree with branches and roots.
Ooh.
At that very moment, my colleague got scared. We ran away from the room.
My colleague got scared. We ran away.
Leaving him there.
I felt like something had struck my back. It was like a black cloud generating fear. Getting away from the room, I felt like there was a black cloud dragging behind me. From the mirrors. In the morning, I had a headache.
Brent, and David, I have to ask. I want to make sure. It will be a link to buy these tapes in the show notes.
Of course
there is. Because I want to listen to this always.
Yeah. Speaking of, this is what you... if you play the... I was just going to make a fucking Beatles joke. And I'm just going to pull out because I've already shit on you enough today. And I saw you shit yourself earlier. So something about playing one of their records backwards, but... Couldn't even come up with a Beatles album, the White Album. If you play the White Album backwards, it plays these tapes. There you go. You're welcome.
Good job, buddy.
Even though these came out in the 90s. And
the name of the album is The Beatles.
The Beatles were very, very, very defunct by then. The 1990s.
I'm going to have a drink of water, Brent. Thank you.
So according to these records, two researchers that witnessed the violent flash, they occurred at 2 a.m., And when they went back in there for cigarettes, I noticed it smelled like ozone in there. And even more disturbing was that the guards outside reported hovering glowing disc manifesting above the research facility at the very same time. Boom, baby aliens. Or whatever the hell, you know.
Baby aliens.
Kevin's coughing over there. That water got to him.
It's okay. I'm just wondering where the tapes went.
So we ran.
In fact, the first 2 months of this whole experience or experiment, they saw 7 UFOs. So fuck yeah, man. You know, that's they're checking on us, seeing, hey, you guys playing with time mirrors? You know that's time energy in there, right?
Yeah.
That's an official, it's time energy. The weird thing, because all this has been normal, Kevin is dying.
I went back in for my cigarette. Sorry.
That's Chesterfield's for you.
Are those American spirits? The weird thing that was after these Bobby two High. Simultaneous events on Christmas Day, the shit going on, the ozone and the UFO, blah, blah, blah. The bizarre sense of dread completely cleared from the test area. So it's party time, kids. We Woo! Can start going because even though that was going on for a while, I no longer feel animalistic dread and I'm ready to start working.
That's a good thing because I think that somebody did decide to leave their cigarettes in there and they're going to, now they can go.
You goddamn right. And it's Christmas Day, December 25th.
That is Christmas Day.
Yeah. So they began, they finally get to work inside the Quiznos. I'm going to give up on that word. The K-mirrors, the time mirror experiments, sans alien and dread.
Nice.
Yeah. Bring in the peeps. So how would they do
this?
It's
not Easter yet.
How'd they do this, sir?
Someone would sit
on Christmas.
Yeah. Peeps. Put them in the microwave. Now.
Someone would sit inside this aluminium spiral chamber and focus their mind as the researchers spun the device 1.5 turns clockwise. Can you really say you're spinning? I mean, I guess, but it's like, there.
Anyway. One more time, it's like, what?
Okay. Inside the Kozyrev mirror. Shit got weird. Quote here, everyone who entered the mirrors of Kozarev saw a huge stream of symbols, signs glowing like neon signs, signs that looked like signs. All of us saw it, admired them. These were real visible signs.
It was.
They watched the Mel Gibson movie while in
there. That or they were at a Tesla concert.
Oh.
Come on, guys. It was a band before it was a car, all right? Yeah.
I love you guys so much for putting up with Kevin. I'm so sorry.
Don't look at me, son of a bitch. I put up with him 24 hours a day.
And it's lightsaber time.
Oh, good.
The good doctors even provided sketches of these symbols that research participants drew while inside the mirror. You know, it's fun when you have science and arts and crafts and they just combine and make little crafty science.
It's perfect.
Babies.
It's just, you know, it's one of those things, you know, the world shined and smiled upon us and we got to do everything together. Arts, craft, and
baby looked at me.
And God's work. That's the way it works. Crom's work.
Yeah, this sounds like Vacation Bible School now.
Vacation Bible School.
Vacation Bible School all I ever wanted. Anyway, all right.
How long does this go on, Brent?
A long, long 6 months.
I bet.
Yeah. This is not a subjective feeling. Quoting here. This is not a subjective feeling of the people seeing these characters. One by one, research participants who had not talked amongst themselves entered the room or entered the mirrors that the room it was in a room. Each of them drew the symbols, the same symbols. Whoa. We're talking stuff like the Eye of Providence, Freemason stuff, Christian symbols, etc. And you can find them online. They're weird, and they didn't know if this was maybe because they put that that banner of peace in there or what.
Or they just scratched on the wall like it's a bathroom stall. Really, this was just the shitter. They go in there and they're just drawing.
This went on for 6 months. This is going on. So they're like, we got to fucking share this shit. So they even got with the Brits, setting up one of these mirrors on a modern station at Stonehenge.
Fuck yeah.
One of the greatest hinges in the world.
And the world's most well-known hinge.
Yeah, and this goes on and 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 on. And you can go online and look at people that have built their own, and there's pictures of guys fatter than me in suits they shouldn't be wearing because it looks like skin diver suits with all sorts of cables coming out of it, sitting inside them. Yeah. More symbols. Hold a dive. You got your rock flute ready for that song? More symbols, more sights, but guess what? It's all conjecture and rumors from the Soviet Union, so I would say take it with a grain of salt, but I don't think they had salt available, so take it with a grain of potato. According to Kozarev, through his experiments, he detected a new form of energy that emanated from stars and other sources. This is from the guy who came up with this, which he called time energy that we've been talking about, or torsion fields.
Oh, ooh. I had to go to the doctor for that one.
I got a torsion field. And he said that this energy was related to the flow of time and that it could create or destroy matter and gravity. And the reason he put them inside this mirror is he said it removed you. Like an EMF break, like it blocked everything out. And so you were the Earth's magnetic field. All these things were taken away and it was just you inside there with time. All right. Hot. Now, there are some people that said if you do this and it does, if you do like block out everything, you can hallucinate and see things, just like if you're around like RF and stuff like that and too much, you know, electronics, you can hallucinate. Well, getting in the weeds, let's bring it home.
Whoa.
Could this be real? I know there's been a lot of info, and this sure doesn't sound like it's hard to create because a lot of people have done this. You can look up pictures of them online. What do the skeptics say, Kevin, if you will?
Well, they do their skeptic thing. You know, they point out the usual suspects. Lack of reproducible evidence.
Boo.
Yeah, many skeptics. Hey, now, come on now. Let's leave. Come on. Many skeptics point out that there's a lack of consistent reproducible evidence to support any of the claims made by proponents of the mirrors. Yeah, you know what? Boo. Yeah. That's some bullshit.
Who believes in the scientific method? Fuck that noise.
Yeah, and then there's the misunderstanding of Kozarev's work. Some argue that this fella, his work on time and astrophysics is taken out of context and that the application of his theories to these mirrors is misplaced. But that seems hard to believe if there's so much info.
Yeah, and he was in the gulag for 10 years and came out and like, I figured out time energy. And everyone's like, yeah, let's try it. Yeah, like the simple act of sitting in a closed reflective environment, like I was saying, can alter one's perception. It's sensory deprivation. We've talked about wanting to do that before, going into a sensory deprivation chamber, you know? Mm-hmm. Reflections. You know, you put mirrors on a box, you close it up, and Satan comes through there. You know, a demon box. Everyone knows that's scary shit.
Finally.
This can lead to heightened states of awareness or introspection or dread and worry. Literally, people say that when they go into deprivation tanks and stuff like that. Plus, stories and testimonies can significantly influence people's experiences. So the people who are saying that they've built these and saw these things, did they just want to see them?
That?
You know?
Tracks.
Or did...
Want to be a part of the group? I saw it too.
If you expect to feel a certain way inside a mirror due to stories you've heard, you might genuinely perceive it, even if you're not wanting to make it up. The design of the mirror, which is a closed structure, can create acoustic and thermal effects, stuff like that, leading to perceived unusual sensations. Maybe
so it was a big old hot box.
Yeah, hot boxing in the John with a pterodon. Thank you, whitest kids you know. In the end, which is the butthole, the scientific community they call it BS due to the lack of empirical evidence supporting many of the claims, like many alternative or fringe theories. Because unless you can get consistent stuff, like we said, like Kevin said, reproducible evidence, they'll remain on the outskirts of mainstream scientific understanding. That is true. But tons of people say that they were there and experienced it. You can look into this, the people that were in these, and just go to Reddit. People have made them. You can see it. They can talk about it. They just can't recreate it on demand. But
what?
Oh, come on now.
This seems like something we could go out here and do today.
Yeah.
I got some tinfoil and time, baby. Oh, wait, no, we need aluminum foil. Fuck.
You fucked up.
You need time foil.
Uh-oh, I knew it. A special
foiled again.
Oh man, where's the
I don't already even see it over there.
But
page three.
But we promised the CIA.
Yes, we
That's
did.
That's the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, tough shit because we're out of time. No,
let's build one of these things. We got all the time in the world.
We do know they put enough interest into this to at least research it, because people say that they said that they didn't, but thanks to a whole bunch of FOIA requests you can find online, they did look into this, which probably means they built them to try it out, because I believe they did a lot of let's fucking figure, you know, see if this works. Think of like the men who stare at goats and shit like that. They were really interested in ESP. And not only did they say maybe they weren't traveling through time, but they said like it heightened their extrasensory perception and stuff like that. So it makes sense that they would at least look into it. No matter how much they deny it, they did look into it. and we probably are joking, and some dude's in one right now watching going, stupid fucks. And then another guy's got his chronovisor on watching also and being like, these guys are fucking idiots.
And then there's another guy over there just drawing Christian iconography.
Christian iconography, which is you play bass for them, right?
It's 8-string bass.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just one of those S's in the diamond.
Uh-huh. Shape.
Yeah. Which is one of the symbols that they saw uniquely in the...
See, how did you know that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Nyet, nyet. Yeah.
What the hell do you guys think? Do you believe that this actually was... You know, you cough there? Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Do we believe it? I would love to try it.
Yeah, right? You know, I don't feel like I don't believe the whole dread thing or the ooze or the ozone smell, but everything else I'm ready for.
Do you know what ozone smells like?
I do because so a buddy of mine cleans cars. He has an ozone machine and it's a smell like they put that in. You're not supposed to smell. It's bad for you. But if you have a car that people have smoked in and stuff, you put it in there and it'll kill the smell.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I think, sorry.
No, go ahead, Kevin. David, please.
Well,
why don't you both go at the same time? And
I think it's something that would be fun to try and just see, and I'm sure it's bullshit, but it seems to me like there's a lot of stories from Soviet Russia, things like this, that are like this, that are very detailed, and I'm just wondering, like, what's the origin of this? Where did this kernel start? And then... who all I added to the story, you know?
Yeah.
Because it had to have just gotten more and more detailed as it went along, I think.
Could it be that 10 years in a solitary cell, you can make up some pretty crazy and ornate detailed things if you have all of that time? So he could make all of this up and then
He wrote the idea of it. And then decades later, they did the research in the 90s. So,
well, right. Right. I'm just, yeah.
Allegedly.
90s, just right before John Titor came out.
Hey, I don't have my time mirror, but I do have my IBM.
I do have my Toyota truck.
Yeah.
With my dual Tipler sinusoids.
Because you're there for me. Oh, I thought we were doing 90s stuff.
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You're not
what? What do you think about the Tipler sinusoids?
Well, that's tough to answer. I saw you tipping them into your sinusoids this morning.
He did. He caught me using my Navage battery-operated neti pot type thing.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
It is weird. It feels really weird.
Oh, ugh.
I don't like it. I don't know. It's one of those things, like I said, it's probably all bullshit, or there's way more truth to it than what we know, and we're going to fucking feel like idiots when we find that
out. Either bullshit or real
shit. How do you guys feel about they were doing this, and all of a sudden they saw UFOs immediately?
You got to get some UFOs in the story.
Seems like it was tacked on.
Seven of them. Exactly seven.
Seven
times.
Is a holy number? I don't know.
Yeah, holy numbers. I don't know. This is a weird one, and we're going to need your help on this one, gang. Mm. What do you guys say out there? Is this all true? Is ESP harnessed through a Kuiperev mirror and you can go see Pep and also the future, or is this all BS and propaganda released from Russia to make, I don't know, other people think they're more advanced than they really are? I don't know what the thinking is. You can tell us a few different ways. You can hop on Facebook, go to facebook.com/Hysteria51pod, or just search Hysteria Nation. That's our better way to do it. It's our group. We talk in there and have a lot of fun. Add Hysteria51pod if you want to X to us. I'm not really on there anymore. Please don't send it to us. Gross.
Yeah.
Patreon, not as gross. Patreon.com/Hysteria51. We can find Up All Nights. All this stuff, you can get it without interruption or without ads for $1 and on up. And lots of goodies. Voicemail 773-669-7277. What's that number again, Kevin?
773-669-7277.
You damn right. Or just go to hysteria51.com. Or, as Kevin likes to say, www.sadtimespodcast.com.
That's right.
For his show, Sad Times Sad Podcast. Times.
Yeah. Sad Wherever. Times. Thank you. Wherever podcasts are found.
Whether podcasts are sold. Pay for them. No. Yeah, it's a fun one, kids, and it's a weird one. And I don't think we're going to break any new ground on it, but it's a fun thing to think about and wonder what could be. I wish I really knew all the shit that the CIA does actually know.
Well, I mean, keep doing episodes. You're going to get there.
Yeah, or end up in a gulag.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not solitary confinement. It's just going to be me and then probably a robot.
Eat my ass.
Yep, that one. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been Kevin.
And he's been Conspiracy Bob.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.